Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Deborah Leanne with my early morning voice, choosing to create this podcast prior to a full day, pretty much for the next 12 hours. So, no coffee, haven't finished breakfast, but I'm here and committed to sharing what's up with me. In this month of May, the topic has been around mother energy, which is a lot of our feminine energy. And it's a lot of what we need more of in our leadership. So to get into this mother of invention type of energy and the mother of fixing and solving problems, let's first and foremost get present. And feeling our feet and legs, feeling drawn down, 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 so that we're focusing our energy and feeling ourselves settling back into ourselves. Literally, depending on where you are, you might even want to just reach out in front of you and to your sides and gather up that energy that is yours and bring it back into you, into, I like to say, the throne of our being. So there's a place to land and there's a place to settle in, and it feels like home. That's why I like to call it bringing yourself home. So as your legs feel strong and rooted, your feet feel planted and almost one with Mother Earth, we're going to then focus on the area between your hips and allowing that space to be fluid, and even a little tiny movement of your hips back and forth. I like to do little tiny figure eights, even if I'm sitting in my chair. But even just that scrunching that you do when you find a place that is yours in the sand at the beach, right? You just kind of like move your butt side to side and just find that perfect space that is meant for your body. And letting that settle in. And then we're going to do some breaths to get here in this moment. And slow ourselves down so that we can just give ourselves the gift of the presence, right? Our own presence in this present moment. So in through the nose, nice deep breath, letting it settle all the way down into your belly, letting your belly rise. And then an exhale through the mouth. We'll do two more. In through the nose. This one, breathe all the way into your back. Yes. Reminding ourselves that we have that beautiful structure that holds us together, holds our frame, holds our posture. And feeling our shoulders settling back onto our back so that we have a nice long neck. Let's call and center all of our energy into this moment. Now that we're in our body and we've got some space and room, let's call back all the places where we are scattered, where we have thrown our energy out there to solve all the problems, fix all the relationships, handle what needs to be handled. Pull it away from your calendar, your phone. Pull it away from what's next in the next 15 minutes and just allow yourselves to be here right now, right here. I actually stand and do a 360 and just welcome back all the places where I've sent my thoughts and energies and just bring it all back. Knowing that, you know, that'll all be there for us when we we put our attention back there in a minute, or about 15 minutes. Letting that all settle back in. And then what is brilliant for me is now that we've plugged in to our physical body, let's tap in to what is our unique divine source, whatever that looks like for you. And just allow that beam, if you need to, just guide it along with your head, your hand, into the crown of your head. And let that gold find its way into your system so that it can spiral around, and let it do its thing. It knows where to go to calm any nerves, to heal, to be the balm that we need to soothe our energetic and our nervous system. And breathe that in as well, and just let it do its thing, clearing our intuitive third eye so we can receive more wisdom, clearing our ears so that we can hear more clearly what people are saying to us between the words, clearing our throat chakra. This is so important. It's essential for us as women because it allows us to speak our truth in a way that's compassionate and clear, and it lets people understand our value and who we are. So letting that gold definitely cleanse and coat our throat chakra all the way down into our heart, where it can expand and let our heart light shine brightly out the front of us and out our back, down through the solar plexus and into our beautiful womb space, again, allowing that light to shine brightly. Turn it up. Let it be shining straight out from you, out to the front, out to the back, out through your hips to the sides, allowing there to be a glow that forms this beautiful sphere of light around you. And then anything that's not needed, we're just going to let that gold rinse it through us and let it just settle, go back down through our legs into Mother Earth. She'll take that energy and recycle it and use it where it's most needed. And we don't have to know. And this is the point of the conversation today. Necessity is the mother of invention. And very often women find themselves in situations where we are, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. How do I handle this? And we figure out a way. It's amazing how we can do that. How we can put together a meal with the weird ingredients left in our refrigerator. How we can all of a sudden have an intuitive hit that if we call this person, they will be able to help us solve a problem, or to check in with a friend just when they need to hear from us. There's so many things that if we just listen and let our guidance system be heard, a lot of our problems are solved intuitively. Yet, we have this instinct, and I don't know if it's the mother thing. For me, it feels like it, but I also know it to be a very big masculine issue. I remember when I first read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and John Gray says in there that the masculine energy is all about fixing. So when we women want to talk through in our circular way, the way our logic and our mind thinks, what's going on with us, it's overwhelming to them, and they immediately want to fix it because that's their nature. They want to fix things and make us happy. They want to get things back to being right again in our world. And very often we get offended or we feel like they're criticizing us or whatever, and meanwhile they're just wanting to fix it. They're just wanting our problems to go away. And very often these problems are not something that can be fixed quickly. And so we take offense and it just starts the ball rolling. And what I'm learning is many of us women have taken on that trait of fixing. Now when I talk to girlfriends, as opposed to them just listening and saying, wow, so how do you feel about that and what do you want to do about that, in a calm way, very often we want to fix each other and let's just give the solution. We want to go right to fixing it for the other person because our discomfort wants to go away. So if we fix it for the other person, then we can feel more comfortable and they can feel more comfortable and all is well, right? I'm not so sure that that's always the best way. I mean, if there's a fire, obviously we want to guide people out of our houses. That's not the time to come up with a democratic, what do you feel about this? No, there's a time for immediate action and problem solving. And there's also, more often than not, the situation at hand needs to be understood maybe, or it needs to be sat with, or we can put it over on the side. It doesn't have to prioritize and take over our life. And sometimes, actually, by doing that, putting that unfinished problem, unsolved issue on a shelf and saying, you know what, I will deal with you today at 2 o'clock. We go about what needs to get done. We come back at 2 o'clock to look at it, and it may have resolved itself. Or all of a sudden, an inspired answer comes to us because we have allowed our brain, which goes into computing, what have we done in the past? How can we fix this? What does this look like? How can, you know, it goes into immediate problem-solving mode, which it's designed to do. But what if we painted our problem, danced our problem, sang the questions, right? What if we journaled with the question? What if we went out and took a walk and asked nature? It's one of my favorite tools is the wisdom walk, I call it, or a medicine walk. Asking what it is that wants to come through with this that's showing up that looks to me like a problem or a conflict or an issue or a challenge. And this is the hard part, because when something comes up and we feel like we need to make a decision and act on it quickly, we do that. Or we totally procrastinate and don't do it. And I am wondering now if procrastination isn't, at times, not always, maybe a solution. It's one way to handle a problem by saying, and not just putting it off forever, but saying, you know what, I will tackle you. I will look at you. I will spend time looking at how to handle this problem, but I'm going to do it at this time. And then taking the time at that time to do it. Because what I do when I procrastinate very often is I move it off my calendar completely and then it doesn't get done until it might become a bigger problem. You know, like those finance charges on credit cards you don't pay on time. I just had one of those. That was not pretty. So how can we use our brilliant brains when they are the most useful, and how can we use the other side of the brain, that intuitive, creative problem solving? And that's where the mother of invention comes in. That's where the other side of the problem solving comes in, is how can we look at the situation calmly and say, what other way can this be solved? And that's where the beauty of dancing our problem or turning on music and just singing it and then noticing sometimes what what perfectly comes through in the lyrics of the song we're singing. Sometimes it's the answer that we're looking for. Or picking up the phone, knowing which friend to call and just say, can I talk this through with you? Because there's something here that wants to be understood, and I can't see it by myself. It's where coaches come in. It's where therapists come in. And it's where we can also be our inner coach and journal sometimes and find it, or go to sleep on it and ask that question and awake and find it sitting there waiting for us. There's the answer. There's the solution. Or a suggested solution. It's not always the perfect one, but more often than not, it is. I love that. I love waking up and having something right in my face when I first wake up, or a song in my head that I'll go and Google the lyrics to, and it's funny because there's my answer. So how does your brain work when it comes to problems? And especially, this is the key, we want to solve everybody else's problems. I notice now, lately, when I go to meetings, board meetings, committee meetings, I want to solve the problem at hand. And I have a lot to say about it. And I'm really noticing how my masculine energy takes over. I'm going to go to a meeting this afternoon with equal partners. We're going to be planning a leadership event to be determined whether it's an overnight retreat or a one-day seminar initially. And as we come together today, there's one man and three women. I would love to be in my feminine, receptive, quieter mode, which is a stretch for me because I feel like I'm more often than not very verbal. I process that way sometimes. I have lots of ideas. And instead of waiting, often I share them right away. What if I was quiet, jotted down some ideas into my notebook, and waited until the right time to offer my thoughts? They might shift. They might be even more brilliant. They might even be more on target to what we need. And it might serve the team better without me being the overly, I don't want to say controlling, but oversharing. Let's just say it that way. It is kind of controlling. It's my way of controlling the outcomes. Because when I'm uncomfortable with an unsolved problem, I want to solve it right away. And what if I could just be patient with our questions today and allow them to percolate? That word has come up a lot lately. Some people say it wrong, but percolate. I remember the percolator. That was the coffee pot that my mom had. And there was a little clear bubble thing at the top that you could see the water bubbling in the lid. And the percolator was a way of steeping the coffee. And sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it's not coming up immediately with the right answer. In fact, very often that's not the best way to go. Sometimes if we sit back and we think, huh, I wonder what else there is. I wonder how else we could handle this. I wonder if there's any other options I'm not thinking of. Slowing down and letting the intuition take over is a more feminine way of doing things. And if we have the luxury that we don't have to make a decision on the spot, I mean, you don't want to do that if you're trying to make a decision on what to eat for lunch, if there's a bunch of people behind you in line. But you do want to, especially around bigger decisions. And I find that I am not the best at that, especially big decisions. I'm more quick to make the decision. I don't think I've been wrong, but I'm going to practice when somebody comes to me and says, I'm ready to sell my house. Are you ready to buy it? I mean, I was jumped right in and said yes. And I don't regret it one minute. However, what if today I really do practice the receptive? I wonder how that will shape not just the outcomes of our questions and answers today and problem solving and brainstorming, but I also wonder how it will shift my relationship with my trust in my intellect, and also how it might shift how I am viewed by my team members. Not that that's that important, but I do want to be a valuable team member. And I don't have to be the smartest or the leader of the team or any of that. So I'm going to do that backseat thing, and I encourage you to try it. See where it is that you jump right in, especially if our children or our friend or a colleague is having a problem, and try to solve it for them versus playing the, and let them solve it. So have you thought about, you know, how you feel about this? What options have you been exploring? So many ways we could respond versus, well, you could do this. The guy friend that was so kind and brought me had that really fun date with the picnic a few weeks ago, he gave me a bunch of feedback last week when I was feeling really down. And I didn't respond well. In fact, it made the hair on the back of my neck, if I had such a thing, like a dog, you know, I bristled. And I got off the phone quickly because I was annoyed. We'd already talked for 30 minutes, and that was, I had all kinds of excuses to get off the phone. So as soon as I did that, I realized he was just trying to give me some relief from my anxiety. However, the way he was doing it just made my system bristle and rebel and push him away. And this is also how our children respond when we try to fix their problems sometimes. We want to teach them to solve their own problems because sooner or later they're going to move away and they're going to need to know how to boil water or whatever. It's funny because my kids call me now for cooking questions, or they especially call me when they're sick, which I love, actually. Or they have friend or boyfriend problems or those kind of things. But the interesting thing is when they're having their issue, to allow them to own it. It's theirs. It's not ours. And it's not even our job to fix it for them. It's our job to guide them to be able to make their own decisions and solve their own problems. And I'm going to watch that today. As I go to this meeting, as I interact with people at a training this morning, as I meet in a smaller group over lunch, and then do my volunteer gig tonight with really dear friends. I'm just going to see how it flows and where I'm so apt to jump in. I want to be aware, and I'm going to consciously set the intention now that I will be aware that, oops, there's my problem solver, my fix it, my I don't feel comfortable with your problem, so let me help you fix it thing showing up. Awareness is key. And focusing on what we're wanting or where we are going versus where we don't want to go is also key. So, no criticism, no judgment here. And if we do slip up and screw up and go into fix it mode and let me solve your problem for you mode, mothering in that nagging way as opposed to supporting the opportunity for the right answer to come through, just let that be. Remind ourselves with grace that we're learning, as always, and see if we can do better next time or do it differently. There's no better, right? Do it differently next time. So have an amazing week and settle in and allow problems to be there. Allow that itch to be felt and maybe delay the scratching of it. See what happens. Take good care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.